Okay, did not practice today. Peyton, TJ, Sly, Benny still did not practice. And Lorenzo Doss is sick. That's why he didn't practice today. Owen Daniels did not practice. Limited, Lewis, DeMarcus, and Evan, and everybody else was full. So biggest thing, Doss was sick, and Benny still did not work today. Okay.
How'd DeMarcus look?
You know, he looked good. He was much better today. I think we just keep taking steps here, but much improved over yesterday, so we'll just keep going. And, no pressure there. Just want to do the right thing, just keep a progression going here, working him back.
Does he need to practice fully before?
No, I mean, DeMarcus is very capable of playing, but I think right now we're not looking too far ahead. We're just trying to watch his progression each day, and from yesterday to today, there was a big step.
Does it make you take any more pause that he played for a couple of weeks and then had it happen again?
I think, Jeff, the biggest thing is as he works his way back, we got a plan in place of how he's coming back. You know what I mean? DeMarcus isn't coming back to go play 70 plays in the game he comes back. So what we're trying to do is work him back the right way and then see where that fit is, and we start working our way back.
There were some linemen, offensive linemen, who were kind of raving. They couldn't believe that Evan Mathis played last week. That was a pretty
Yeah, we really, you know, I think I said it yesterday. Our mindset before the game was, hey, Evan, in case something happens, we really need you. Could you go? And he said, well, yeah, I'll do what you guys need me to do. So the thought was that he would not have to play in the game, and I'll be darned, he's in there, what, halfway through the first quarter. So very proud of him. Played hurt and is battling through it again this week for his team, you know, because Lou's nicked up. So, he did a hell of a job.
I was going to ask, is it better with Vasquez being even more gimpy here?
Is it more important?
Is he more ready to play this week?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's definitely better off this week. I mean, he didn't practice at all last week, so he's much better off. And we are taking a little bit easy on him. We're kind of in the same situation with Lou right now, maybe, that we were in with him last week. So somehow between the three of them, we got to get, you know, two guys play the game as good as we can play it. So we'll figure it out. But Lou did work a little bit more today too.
You had the setup now with Brock starting. Where does it stand with backup for Trevor and Christian?
You know, I'm still comfortable with Trevor. I think that he's getting better because of his practice reps. I know that's a big task for him, but I still think he's ahead of Christian right now. Christian's very composed. No, you know, from that standpoint, he's played a lot of football, but I still think there's some ground to make up. So we'll stay with Trevor and keep doing what we're doing.
Will Manning make the trip?
You know what? Greek and I haven't talked. We got, you know what? We got four or five players we got to make a decision on. So probably sit down tomorrow and decide what we think is best, you know, from that standpoint. But haven't talked about it.
Why do you guys run so much better under center? Statistically, I mean, not opinion, just the stats.
I don't know. I mean, we didn't run good, you know, at times last week. Early in the game, we didn't run the ball well. We just kind of stuck with it. You know, I think when you're under center, the ball gets to the line of scrimmage a little bit quicker sometimes, you know. But you could do different things out of the gun too. So that's the only big difference. But I just think the last 2 weeks we kind of stuck with it. We've been patient. You know, in Chicago we got ahead in the game. Last week we're down, but we stayed patient. Our defense is keeping us in the game, you know. So I think it's kind of been about how we played. And if we can continue to play that way, then hopefully we'll run the ball better.
Matt, do you look more internally or do you – to this Chargers defense that's porous in a lot of areas, do you look more on your guys' side of improvement?
I think what's happened to them as a team, first off, defensively, I think they've been on the field more than anybody in football. So when you're out there that long, sooner or later you're going to give up some plays, you know. And what I've seen is that they're playing well. They've been in every game, and at the end of the game, some things have happened to their teams, you know. So, I mean, I got a lot of respect for what they do. Every week we worry about what we do. You know, it's like last week we're playing – New England, they had the number two ranked rush defense in football. Well, we still got to find a way to run the ball. You know, it's about us. So this week's no different, and we're going to have to play well to win, and we know that.
How impressed were you with Max's game last week?
I'm just impressed with Max in general. I mean, he's very young. It's a big, big stage for him. And we got a lot of young players being called upon to play well for this football team to get to where it wants to go. So I think we're all just excited for him because he's worked so hard and put himself in position. And we'll see, you know. I mean, if Max continues to play at a high level, then he's going to, you know, continue to get a lot of reps out there. So far, so good.
When you guys signed Evan Mathis, he said all the right things. Max did about just putting his head down, working hard. But there's a difference between saying that and then actually doing it. I mean, have you been impressed with him?
Well, he did it. Yeah, I mean, he definitely did that. And those young, smart guys, they watch these veterans. I mean, Evan's a great player. He's been very successful in this league. So if you're a young player, it's kind of like Brock watching Peyton, you know, for all this period of time. And I mean, there's no doubt in my mind some of the things he's done these last 2 weeks is because of his ability to sit there and watch a great one do it, you know. So I think Max has learned from Lou and learned from Evan, and he's worked hard, and he had his turn. We took it away. It came back, and he's taking advantage of it. So, you know, just need to keep going.
How much do you see CJ and Ronnie helping each other in terms of what they tell each other about, you know, one goes out there, observes something, and passes on to the other?
Yeah, I think they do a really good job. They're both unselfish. I think they understand exactly how we're going to play, and they're going to both play. And on any given day, they could be the most important guy back there. I think they understand that. But they compete. They push each other in practice. They're doing a lot of things. We have to get them ready to play special teams as well as play offense. So I think it's been a good situation, and they're both becoming better pros.
A few more for the coach.
Would Sly out, Coach, would that clear room perhaps for Kilgo to get some additional snaps?
Well, obviously, yeah, he'll get some more. You know, we got a lot of confidence in Walk. He's was nicked up a little bit, but he's back and looking good. I think Darius played good for us early in the season, so we'll see. It's just another example of a young guy that's going to need to step up for us.
When a player like Demarius has the type of game he had, do you talk to him, try to loosen him up, try to get him the ball more?
I talked to him right after the game, Mike. I mean, you know, it's in football, funny how football is. I mean, locker room couldn't have been more, you know, jubilant after the game, right? And yet you got a player over there who's down because he didn't feel good about how he played. And, you know, as a coach, you feel that, you know. And I talked to him right after the game, and we talked the next couple of days. But that's part of ball. I mean, that's part of – and that's why he's a great player, because he wants his team to lean on him, you know. And, I'm just very impressed with how he's come back and work, and I got a lot of confidence in him and can't wait to get the ball in his hands this weekend.
Okay, thank you, Coach.
Okay, y'all have a good day.